I earned my degree online at Arizona State University. I chose to get my degree at ASU because I knew that I'd get a quality education, they were recognized for excellence, and that I would be prepared for the workforce upon graduating. To be associated with ASU, both as a student and alum, it makes me extremely proud, and having experienced the program, I know now that I'm set up for success. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ooh, lads, house party. Now we're all at Kedge's. So yeah. I feel the need to pay you back.
Yeah.
Slam your doors really loud. What else could I
just
do?
Just be loud.
Oh yeah, what's going on? What? There's kids sleeping upstairs. So what? I'm Kedge and I'm here and I'm Spurs till I die. You know, like, I feel like being that way. Yeah. Okay. But no, we are at Kedge's house. And you know what? Slightly, I live under pressure.
Go on.
Last time I strongly remember doing one at yours.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then a strong one. Yes. Last time I did, we did that. I was drinking. That was a few years ago.
Was that really?
Do you remember that one?
I think there's some quite funny moments happened in that podcast.
And that's gone down as a lot of people's favourite one. That was a Machino
late night drinking or something. It was late night lurke or something.
And that's a lot of people's favourite podcast.
It is.
So I'm like, oh, we're back at Kedge's. Can this possibly live up? Should we even try? No, we shouldn't try and recreate it.
No.
Well, I shouldn't even mention it.
The booze cupboard is there.
Yeah, but that's the other thing I remember, that you were giving me Jack Daniels. Yeah. And I don't drink
no.
that. Never drank that.
No.
And I think that's why it hit me. I think I was ill as well. And then we got the cold giggles all that. Yeah, so one of them ones. But anyway, so we're back at the lad pad. That's where we are.
Lovely. Yeah.
What are you saying? You all right?
All good. Yeah, it's different, isn't it? Like, because we're not in a restaurant. So I felt a little bit pressured. Like, do I have to cook something? Do I have to serve something up? And I thought,
what did you cook? What did you cook?
Snacks?
Well, no, not really. I've got bananas. And we got blueberries.
So trust him to be healthy.
I'll be honest with you.
Your marathon stuff's done now, isn't it?
No.
Poor effort.
Oh, what did you do then?
No, that was the half marathon.
Oh, that's just for fun.
Yeah, 2 weeks, 27th is the big one.
Okay, so you...
Because your missus is doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
That means you're going to be there supporting me.
Yes. I love that.
You've got to come
on. I love that he goes, your missus is there. That means you're going to be there supporting me. And I'm like, let me just
corral. Well, no, but you want to make the most of it. You don't want to just wait for your missus to run. No, you want to catch as many people as you want.
It makes it worthwhile.
It's a stressful day for people who support them.
Because the tracking app for a marathon is always a bit late or a bit
horrific.
Slow.
It's horrific.
Because there's so many people...
Hang on a minute, you can track...
So you just find anyone's name. Right. So you just type Kedge in, it'll come up.
Yeah.
Then you can track me running, what corner, and then you can get to that place.
Yeah. What is that because of your badge thing, the number?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, either you put my number in or you.
Plus he's got the Elon Musk chip in his head.
Elon Musk chip. So everyone come out and support.
Yes.
And it's a great day out.
Yeah.
And you get, you know.
And probably like I'd
use that information to avoid him.
No. I think you should find somewhere Kedge is and just shout swear words. Yeah. Like proper
If you are coming to London Marathon and you see me, just shout in Punjabi,
Kedge,
Hindi,
no
a
one's
swear word.
See you, bruv. There's thousands
no,
of
no,
people
no,
there.
You do.
Really,
you do.
Can you actually clearly see the
clear? Clear.
At the last marathon. Yeah. No.
We're going to wear.
We saw my wife 3 or 4 times.
Well, I'm just going to have a bib on because I don't think I've got.
A bib.
Well, no, because cancer research haven't sent me a t-shirt yet. So I don't know if they are or not.
Yeah,
but I'll be wearing. I've got like a New Balance t-shirt with a number on it. Black shorts and
high heels.
Yeah, high heels. Yeah. Going for the high heels attempt.
You know
the world record.
You know when you see people like all dressed up and they've got like a box on or things, telephone box, a shower curtain.
People carrying fridges on.
You're right. All of that, right? And then it's all like, hi. You see them 15, 16, 17, 18, and their soul is destroyed.
Forget 15, 17.
There's no hi-hi in that.
There is no. There was a guy at the half marathon with this. He was a backpack the size of me.
Right.
He was bent over already within 7 miles. And I'm looking at him and his face has gone purple.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is incredible. Like, there's people like me who are just going to run to see if we can complete it normally. And you've got these people
hard,
who are doing...
It's hard.
The guy who's been training me, he's running with a 25 kg pack.
Why?
Yeah, why?
You know, 25 kgs.
You know you don't get any more.
Yeah, can I tell you something? That is mental health. That right there. Because mental health issues.
Someone got that. Someone did that as a sign. They're saying you could have just gone to therapy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People are running like this, particularly because I'm listening to Shoe Dog, the running, the Nike guy.
Yeah.
And he was running. Huh? Yeah. No, I'm nearly done. If I'm honest, I'm enjoying it so much, I slowed down.
You don't want to finish.
I don't want to finish.
Slow down. Yeah.
Because it's just so inspiring. I found it so good. It's a great recommendation. This is a way of channeling. Sorry, you're wired, Kedge. We know that, right?
Slightly.
Your head's going, you know, he's jumping around all the time. No, he is, though, isn't he? Like, look, that's why he's so skinny, because his DNA is going, like, his mind's going.
Yeah.
So this is a great way to channel it. My wife's a bit crazy.
Yeah.
Not just a bit.
Very.
After 2 weeks on holiday with her, bruv,
can I go
on a tangent, right? Because we haven't done a two-week holiday since the kids were born, right?
Right.
So...
It's game changing.
In that time, we only had 3 days by the pool.
Oh.
Okay.
Chilling.
Is that it?
She had temple things booked, cave visits, this, elephant. It was great because we got so much done. We've got so many memories. Yeah.
She's a doer.
Right? Yeah. But at one point, Logan was crying. We're at another Buddhist temple. I'm sorry, I'm not knocking Buddhism, obviously. Right? Yeah. But he's looking.
Buddhism.
He's going, what?
I was with the guy in the pool.
Logan's crying. He goes, I'm hot. What is it? And I took him and Milo aside, right? And I went, boys, you think I want to fucking be here?
Yeah.
You think I want to be here?
Yeah.
I said, but listen, this is your mum's day. Okay, it's your mum's trip. She's really wanted Thailand for a long time.
You know, you guys could actually have been the other family in White Lotus Season 3 in Thailand.
Oh, I haven't still seen it.
Because I can so see Binny and just doing all of this. Because there was that role of the mum in the family of five.
Right. So you had to give him a pep talk then?
And
then you're like that dad who's trying to give the kids a bit of a pep talk.
Yeah.
You could have been that family.
So I said, just shut up. Okay, so I said, smile. I said, we're not going to be for long. I said, it's an hour, hour and a half. I said, we're back at the hotel by 4 o'clock.
Did she like it though?
She loved it!
Did she want to stay behind and retreat? She
could have done more. She really loved Bangkok more so than I did, than anyone else did.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's why I said, it's
Bangkok's
good.
Bangkok's nice.
It's good. All the talent was good.
Okay.
Anyway, my point is, on that note, I've got some crisps from Thailand.
That is a lot of fire, heat and chili going on.
I'm scared.
I went into the, because we went on an excursion thing, right?
Yeah.
And the van porter goes, do you mind if I stop for petrol? I was like, nah. Yeah. And I went, boys, let's go check out the petrol station. They were so excited.
Abroad petrol stations are fun.
Bro, 7-Elevens in Thailand are amazing.
Yeah, right.
Amazing.
So the boys jumped out the van.
Let's go.
Were they willing to see a 300-year-old monk?
No. 7-Eleven.
Right? Whether we went and got Ashiwad as well from their monks. It's beautiful monks like that. But like they were so.
Kedge, why are you trying to read it's all in another language?
It's got jasmine rice in it. 25% of this has got brown jasmine rice and corn crisps. These are like healthy crisps.
They're like corn crunchy.
But I'm trying to figure out the name of this. It's O Puff Shake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
it's got umlaut. Or
basic.
Or puff.
I think it's got that sachet in there, like an extreme spicy Korean sachet.
You
bust them open. Can you do it?
Down to make a mess.
Extreme spicy Korean flavour.
Okay. And then as I went along the little can, I was like, they've got some that are spicy. Mm. Spicy and sweet and tangy.
Yeah.
And then I saw extreme spice.
This is like serious. Okay. So you got to put
the powder on it.
You know, remember that? Are you old enough to remember the shaking crisps?
Salt and shake. Yeah.
Salt and shake. Yeah.
Yeah. The white bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite minimal. So is that like a sauce or a powder then?
Powder.
Masala powder.
Yeah, it's powder.
Okay. So this is. Was it O Puff Shake is the make? And the flavour is extreme. That's what it says.
This is so extreme.
Extreme spicy. Korean.
Give it a sniff, Kedge.
No, I can't.
Be extreme spicy Kedgean.
This is.
Yeah, go on, 7-Eleven. What would you find?
And the different flavoured, like push pops, the different flavours, like Kit Kats, the different flavour, everything.
Love it.
Versions of everything.
Did people have their smelly pots?
Yeah, they were all on this kind of like Vapo Rub. What is that about? Is that supposed to be like a trippy thing?
I love it.
Vicks.
Yeah, but it's like extreme.
I love it. I'm addicted to them.
That thing is like, if you rub it on your forehead.
I made him smell it once, remember?
Yeah, they're very good. Because if you rub it on your forehead, it gets rid of your headache and stuff like that.
Mm. Oh, I just see people, I see them with it like, you know, like
they're
security guards.
Yeah.
Right, I'm shaking it.
Okay, right, yeah. Really? You'd never be able to hear that.
No, you can't hear it.
I ain't going first.
No, you go first.
It says extreme spicy.
I bet you they're not.
Well, let's have to go first. They look like what's it?
Are they what's it?
They look like what's it? Is it extreme? I don't think it's extreme.
They're Watsits. But they're not as airy as Watsits. Mm. Oh, a bit of spice hit later.
Good dent. The sweet.
No, it kicks in. Wait. Then you can feel it.
It's like toffee.
Yeah, I feel it on my tongue. They're like Watsits. There's nothing extreme.
Yeah, they're Watsits. Nothing.
Oi. Oh, puff, shake. Maybe you didn't shake enough. There you go. Little taste of Thailand on the road.
I like it.
But you know what? Straight away, we're back to reality.
Yeah.
Back to reality. And
you look good, by the way, with a tan.
I feel good. Like, I feel rested. Mm. I feel like I've done very little. And because the last 3 days were just by the pool.
Yeah.
I was chilling with the boys, playing, like, throwing the ball around. It's all right. And yeah, and just doing all that kind of, you know, like, just lazy stuff. Mm. Eating breakfast. I don't really eat breakfast.
I think you need to do a little top up of a tan in the winter months, Tommy, because this suits you.
Here we go.
Really? And it makes you look really healthy, and I think it's a good look. I think you're going to be going into one of those tanning chambers, mate.
But I might give it a go.
I've heard you can get this like cream. You can get this cream where you just start rubbing it on your face and everywhere, and it starts tanning you.
I've seen that.
A lot of women use it.
And you also don't need to do that, bruv. Just go away for a few days and, like, whenever you get
home. No, but this is, like, obviously, sometimes, you know, when you're going through a barren period in, like October to November or something, you know,
you just go away.
Yeah, but maybe he can't, whatever. It's between half term and Christmas holidays, and you just need to spice up that colour.
Yeah, and food and get a little break and all that. It'd be nice. You're right, and I've seen the natural tanning creams as well. I've seen ones that you can put them on.
Yeah.
And it also makes
they've got cocoa butter.
But what's the world coming to when someone of Indian origin
needs a tan?
Needs
no, but I think we look dead otherwise.
You're right.
No, we don't.
I honestly think we do. Even when I came back from India, just a little bit. I didn't even get that much, but you've just a little bit of a glow, and you just. I think you look and you it feel does. Better.
And you could argue, you know, a bit like I always say, as brown people, and I say this to black people as well. There's a lot of problem in our diets, diabetes, and everything like that. And I'm like, it's because we're not made for Western food. I'm telling you. We are made for our own food. We are like regional. You know, we've got, and even generationally.
And I'm the living proof of that because, you know, wherever I go, you've got to find the desert country. Because you need it. Right. You need it. Otherwise, I'm going to start looking pale and pasty. If you eat gravy and roast potatoes all day, mate, I'm going to be pastier than, do you know what I mean? David Beckham.
Are you saying that's why white people are white? Because they have a little curry.
Yeah, because there's no like colour in the food.
Like flamingos turn pink.
Kedge is just a freshie and he needs Indian food every day.
Okay, fine.
That's what we've come to.
But it's that right. I'm wearing a jumper. I've not worn it. I've been in a Kachi Banan for 2 weeks.
Right.
Minimal clothing.
But your return has coincided with the weather turning absolutely
rubbish.
Pants.
Yeah.
Because we've had, honestly, Tommy, while you've been away, you wouldn't even believe it. Oh, beautiful sun.
Oh, man, lovely.
Good. Yeah, 21 degrees over the weekend. It was beautiful. Nice, it was beautiful. So, yeah.
Was it all matchered out as well?
No matchered.
No matchered.
Oh,
no.
The matchered, see, that's the thing about Thailand. Lovely, but the matchered factor is a factor. There's matchered, like, the hotel people are coming to spray our room every evening.
Yeah.
So they kind of de-matchered it. You know, when you're in the pool, the dragonflies are massive. There's lizards going around. A matchered bit me on the inside of my bum cheek. Oh. Do you think they
must have nestled in there?
Do you think they know where they're biting? Yeah. Because they always go for the back of the legs, you know, the crease.
Well, they go for the juiciest spots, don't they?
No, I think they go for places where you're not going to go. I think there's a danger. I could always have a little scratch, and you could have got squashed. But I'm saying, like,
how did it get in your ass crack?
Like in the night? I don't know.
It does get into with.
Oh, do you sleep with it? Like,
I wasn't wild.
You're right though. Mosquitoes get to the weirdest places in the middle of night.
I've never been bitten in my ass crack.
Inside here,
right? The bicep.
The bicep.
Bicep. They love the tricep.
How did they get in there?
No, exactly.
Well, I had a t-shirt, but do you know what I mean?
Back of the leg. Back of the calf, and I think
because they
know. I mean, they're tiny. Think about how tiny they are, but they know to go for that area right down the bottom. That even if you do realize, it's going to take you a second to lean down
and push your leg away.
It's got you.
But they don't go round your neck, for example. They don't bite your neck.
Oh no, I've had them running. I get on the
kinky. But then you're there putting sugar all over your neck.
Exactly. Anyway, so you've been bitten, but you're
welcome.
Fine.
Yeah, but straight back to reality, back to the cold weather, back to wearing.
Someone who escaped the weather for a few hours, and we've got to mention it because it's the big story. And I don't know if you're across it, but Katy Perry and an all female crew went into space.
Yeah, wasn't it Lucy Liu as well?
Yeah, Lucy Liu was there as well. It's just I think it was yesterday that they went in. They're back down to Earth now. Katy Perry kissed the ground as she came back to planet Earth. and they were there for what is it? A few hours. This is obviously Jeff Bezos' rocket that
they
went up there.
Well, hang on a minute. They were there for a few hours.
Mm. Not even a few hours actually. 11 minutes.
What do you mean? They went to space for a... So you travel all the way there.
How long did it take to get there?
The flight lasted all of 11 minutes and it was... They have to go up 62 miles above Earth. So that's
Not really space then.
Well, no, because you're going out of the atmosphere bit, aren't you? This is a Blue Origin thing. So it literally flies up and then it just jumps off and you're in
space.
Floating for a bit.
Right.
You are in space and then it comes back down again.
11 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm not impressed by that.
Why not?
Yeah, but I don't know. What I don't get is why. Sorry, why?
Yeah. Number one, why? And why I think 11 minutes?
And why Katy Perry and Lucy Liu?
Well, I think the big thing was that it was an all-female crew.
Right.
And so that's the first time that has happened.
Well, hold on. An all-female crew that a man's paid for.
No.
Basically, the message here is women can go to space as long as you got a sugar daddy.
No. It was.
I don't think that's a message.
No, it sounds like a message.
No, it's his technology. Yeah. But he's not paying. You got to pay.
So did Katy Perry pay for it?
Yeah, I bet she did. I bet there was.
Katy Perry and Lucy Liu.
Someone's got to pay for this flight. It's not a cheap flight.
Yeah, Jeff. Maybe Amazon.
Yeah, maybe Jeff did.
But Jeff would have laid it on.
But there's other people in it as well. I think there was, what do you call it? Oprah Winfrey's friend in it, Gail King. She went in it as well. She was a bit nervous. Yeah, but the last all-female flight was 60 years ago. And it was the Soviet crew.
But why 11 minutes? Like, what were you achieving for 11 minutes?
Well, it's funny you say that.
It's not much to do there, though, is it, really? It's like, what are you going to do? All right, seen it. I'm glad, actually.
You're telling me you wouldn't want to do it.
No, I'm saying 11 minutes is probably enough. It's a bit like, you know...
It's like a ride. You go up there, you get to feel wetness.
No, but that's not proper space, though, is it?
Well, it's funny
for me,
that, Sach.
Proper space is when you're in space and you're looking at the whole of the globe.
You can see Earth. She saw Earth.
But she's not seen the whole of the...
You want to go around the whole orbit.
I want to be in the space station.
So, Sach, your annoyance is basically felt by a lot of other people as well who said, what was the point of this?
What was the point?
Because they're saying, was it worth all those emissions and all of
Agree.
That because they say that normally when people go to space it's because for the advancement of humans.
Agree.
Now,
people are
getting annoyed saying, oh, now it's just become a bit of a people. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a little playground
somewhere
ride.
Somewhere to go on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, hold on a minute.
Should we go Kedges? Nah.
Let's go space. Yeah.
So people are saying that, hold on a minute. There are scientists who are dying to go to space.
Yeah.
For future research.
Imagine there's a scientist now who's been doing research for 50 years of their life. Who would literally give a limb to go.
Yeah. And they're saying that this is just like a bit of a marketing stunt.
It is. 100%. Because if you wanted real people in there, you wouldn't have Katy Perry in there. Well, but, I mean, what business has she got in space?
Yeah.
You need to put $150,000 deposit, by the way.
What do you mean, deposit?
Yeah. So the full price has not been revealed, but you need to put £150 deposit.
Oh, so this is going to become a thing? It's going to come
up? Oh, yeah, no, this is available.
What'd you say? £150?
£150,000.
Oh. Okay. So if it's $100,000 deposit, it's got to be. And how many people are going out?
Six, seven, one, two, three, four, five, six.
So you've got six of you going.
You're not going to see this on Jet 2 holidays,
no.
are you?
No.
So darling, hold my hand.
If the deposit, is normally 50%. Surely it's got to be. So it's got to be about $300,000 each. Then.
30.
What,
I think
30?
I think it'd be more like
450 grand, 500 grand.
I think it'd be close to half a million.
Yeah.
Okay, so if it's half a million, six people, that's £3 million to go out there.
Yeah, but it all goes into... But imagine all the energy that has to go into the boosters and everything to the technology of that rocket.
Not sure about that.
Can I say, £11 million? Oh, no, what do we say? £11 minutes.
Yeah, 11 minutes.
£3 million.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, 1 hour Thai massage, £8. Oh.
In Thailand.
You'll have a better hour.
I know what I'd rather do.
Exactly.
But this high-cost tourism is going to become very affordable soon. It always starts like this. Planes were very expensive.
High cost. I can't even get a bag of food in M&S.
Yeah.
Costing me like 30 quid.
Cosy lives, mate.
Do you know what I mean? No. Which man's trying to put me on a rocket for £150,000. Well, we don't even know the price of it.
All right. Let's switch it up.
Yeah.
Money's not an option.
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't go for 11 minutes.
You realise you're related to the Ambani. So when Sach made a mistake.
No,
Ambani's invited you to DJ at one of their parties. You got paid.
And then they said, but you're going to DJ out in space.
No, DJing out in space is fine. I mean, I'll go and DJ in your cupboard if you book me. Yeah. It's fine. I'll stand in your bathroom and DJ.
Yeah, I'm there.
I'll go to space to DJ. It's not a problem. If you said to me...
But money's not a problem.
No, I'm not worried about the money. Huh. If you said to me, we're going to space for 11 minutes, I'll say, I'm not coming. It's a waste of my time.
No, but is the you know, getting the rocket?
I'm not interested.
Not really?
I'm not interested.
You're not just getting a rocket?
I don't know. No.
A so Jeff to be Bezos able to rocket. Walk into a rocket no. and fly out no. of the atmosphere.
Right. No.
To look back on Earth and put no, your whole life not, in perspective.
You're not, you're not. You're not looking back at Earth. What are you he goes, at we're just going into the sky past where a plane goes.
No. But you'll be able to see the colorness of space.
See, can you see the... I want to see it from like far away when you're in the moon.
You go past what's
back.
Known as the Kármán line. It's basically, yeah, it's 100 kilometers above planet Earth. So you are floating.
Oops. There you go. So that's the video.
That's the video
of the space launch thing playing off Kedge's phone.
But you do get to experience what weightlessness feels like.
Yeah, imagine that. Like it's like
Satch, come on, that's pretty good. You could sit there like fly with your decks in front of you, just floating.
I wouldn't tear my deck. Why would I want to do that?
First DJ in space.
Yeah.
No, I don't care about that. Oh, I wouldn't want to go.
I bet you Katy Perry's next music video will have video clips of this in there.
Imagine you start playing the tune out there. And somehow the reverberations in space traveling a different kind of way. Oh. And all of a sudden these aliens are like coming out.
It's a rave this? In space.
What's this, mate? What's this? What's this? They go, oh, this is 90s garage. They're like, and they love it.
Sorry, Saj, yeah. I felt like a little bit of something that you wanted to get off your chest there because you said, I can't go into Marks and Spencer's with a bit of a £35. Was that? Yeah, have you been shopping in Marks? Is it expensive?
It's all I'm seeing at the moment is the word tariff pop up everywhere. I mean, we've been saying it for the past 2-3 weeks now on the podcast.
Yeah.
And I think this week it really hit home.
Because the word tariff disappeared after 1-to-1 shut down and Mercury. The word tariff.
Three weekends.
What tariff are you on? Do you remember that?
About that?
Yeah. Do you remember that? What tariff are you on? 77?
Yeah, 77. Yeah.
What tariff are you on?
I've still got that number. No. Mine's at 07956. Yeah.
Yeah, the 07956 number.
Yeah, 07956.
It was 0956.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it was 0956.
They all got changed.
Yeah, it was 0956 and 0958. It was a little bit slightly later.
I was on that 7-7.
Do you remember when they switched that tariff off? Eh? When that came to
go
an
on,
end,
yeah. go on.
And Asian people, it were up in arms because every Asian had that one tariff. Because, that was the one.
But there was a period of about maybe, it probably was only a year or 2 years, but it felt like 5 years where you couldn't get that tariff anymore.
Yes.
Those who had it were just hanging on to it for dear life. It was like a mortgage rate, you know, oh God. And then that's it. Then they turn around now.
The weekend's free chat.
Yeah. Weekends and
7-7.
My God.
I mean, that's all you needed because then everyone was like, well, we use a work phone in the day, right?
Yeah, work phone, yeah.
Work phone in the day.
Well, I'll call you after seven.
Yeah, I'll call you after seven. Because I remember my mum would just jam on it. All of her mates. Like, you'd have to be in a queue to get that phone.
Get the phone, yeah.
Because it would be literally my mum ringing all her sisters and her mates. And it would be like, how are you getting onto this phone? Like, it's impossible.
But what a weird way to have your day. Like, store that for 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
wait. Because now, if I thought of something, I'd go, oh, Satch, I'd ring you or message you, right?
Save it, 7 o'clock.
No. What existed, right, at that time that made phone calls free after seven? Like what I'm trying to say is, what was that bandwidth? What was that? No, who figured that out?
No, I think that a bit like the kind of electricity.
And it was only Mercury 1-to-1 who had it.
Yeah. They're trying to make you use it in off-peak time.
That's it.
Right? Because they were thinking, right, we've got loads of business people using it in the day. Let's offer this up for free on the weekend.
I would love to see some stats on that. And also the breakdown of Asian people, a number of Asian people.
You could argue that them doing that, having that service, that tariff, that's what opened up the phone usage market. Because now all of a sudden, where does the phone go to then? It goes into your home. It goes into your. It's not a place in the car. It wasn't a car phone.
No.
It's not a place. Oh, you have it for work reasons and you turn it.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
They culturally, socially said, no, when you're at home and you're chilling on a sofa, you can make all your phone calls from this now. Don't worry about the thought.
Because you did think that, the mobile phone meant you were mobile.
They it's a bit like what the Switch did when the Nintendo Switch. They're like, it's a mobile console.
Yeah.
So you can plug it in at home, watch it on TV. Oh, you take it with you and like, oh, hello, you can take it on the go. So I think that
tariff. What a tariff that is. Yeah. But anyway, back to the tariffs now in 2025.
I think if you see what happened over the weekend, like the government called parliament on Saturday because they're worrying about China and this steel thing.
Which is rare.
Yeah, it never happened. So it's quite big news over the weekend. And
so the government called China.
The government called Parliament in on a Saturday. So they made everyone work on a Saturday.
That's very rare.
That never happened. Yeah. So I was thinking, what's that all about? Looked at it, something to do with China and the tariffs, that's the war that's happening between the US and the...
Well, the argument, and, not
and,
war.
Well, yeah, it's like a tariff war.
Yeah, tariff war, yeah.
It's happening between the US and China and how that affects the British, and then we don't gonna ain't going to have steel and blah, 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 blah. So then I was thinking about it and I was like, what if we get to a point, and this could happen maybe, boys, like, you know,
because they're fighting over steel, aren't they?
They're fighting over steel. But what if we're like, I don't know, India or wherever we get our other stuff on, puts the tariff on. It's like, oh, well, now you go to the Indian shop, there's no Daniel.
Banging tariffs.
Yeah.
There's no.
Well, it's really expensive, £25
There's no Jewel. Yeah. What do you do
now,
then?
Now, you know why that would never happen? Because there'd be some Indian that goes, don't worry. I'll get it for you.
I don't think they can stop that supply. Because you know, like,
what when. So now you're smuggling Megan.
I think so. Because you know how Apple smuggled four planes worth of Apple phones
into the
from
US.
India and China before this tariff thing happened so that they could still sell iPhones at normal.
That's a bit of a sneaky move, isn't it?
That's a brilliant move from Apple.
No, it's a bit sneaky.
Because technically you're not allowed to do it.
No. But if you're a business, that's what you would have done, isn't it? Before the tariffs came in, you smuggled in, you got in all these phones that were.
I just like the fact that Apple are a bit bindle like.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Lord card. Yeah, exactly.
To think that a company like Apple is doing those desi maneuvers.
It's business, but that's not. That is a desi maneuver.
That's like saying. That's like saying. Oh, we're having a party at our house. Let's go to Calais and go and fill up the van for the food.
Yeah, back in the day,
£20
But I think if there was these tariffs from India, then I think people are stocking up. I think all of a sudden everyone's flying to India and we're just bringing a whole lot of just all of this stuff back. Yeah.
Do you know how much a box of mangoes are this year?
Yeah, go on.
So expensive.
How many mangoes?
I saw 6 mangoes in a box.
Yeah.
I saw a box the other day for 23 quid or something. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's getting.
I think because I bought 2 loose mangoes. They weren't the best, but they were Pakistani mangoes.
Right.
But they just weren't the best in terms of the way they kind of.
It's because they're too early. You
Pakistani ones have to wait a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So that's it. But they were £2.50 each. Ooh, right. So when you're slicing it up with my, and I'm looking at Milo and Logan,
you
got to
suck that mango raw.
I know when you've left a bit. Yeah. You're like, I don't want it.
Lick the plate.
I'm like, that's 50p worth of mango.
Mango techers, how do Punjabis eat mango?
Okay, so these are the
Gujaratis eat a certain way.
Okay, actually I've seen TikToks on this now. Now that I've said it, you've said it out loud, the phone's going to pick up on it. But I slice either side of it, so you get that kind of disc out of it.
Yeah.
Then I slice the 2 sides.
Yeah.
And then I just chucked on the middle bit.
Suck the middle of that.
Suck the stone, all the bits that are still on the stone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause
it's hard to know how far to the bone you go.
Yeah, before you get that horrible taste.
Yeah, before you get the bit.
I think Gujarati people do like slices. My dad's really good at doing those different slices out of it. And so that means then you can really put it into your mouth and really take all that mango and really, like you said, juice it till the skin.
I love
juice
that motion. When you get like a slice of it
with
the skin on, and you put it in your mouth, put your teeth down
and
your teeth like a plow going through the field.
But then you get all those hairs stuck in your teeth and it takes forever.
Yeah, no, but not if the Pakistani mangoes are a bit are pulpy.
Yeah, because the Indian one's a bit hairy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so weird fibery. Sitting here watching a bunch of juicers. Yeah. Giving you a tech as
no, but you know that the teeth. Which there should be a name for that motion, like you know, like the
yeah, it's called juicing.
No, yeah, but it's got to be like chipmunk juicing.
Oh,
right, because you put your 2 chipmunk teeth down, and then you go in, you go
chipmunk juicing.
No, but juicing is sucking, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, that's the pip. That's the seed thing that you do, right?
No, but you're
you don't juice the slice.
Actually, you're right. It's not a
juicing. I want to call it the chipmunk slide, right? The chipmunk slide.
It's like a grating. Yeah. No, it's not grating, but it's
And extracting.
Yeah, like extracting.
You've got all mango in your mouth.
It is a type of extraction.
But you can't pull too hard on the rug.
It'll break.
The rug will break.
And also, you've got to get the grip so that you're not too firm. Tight on the skin. Otherwise, you don't want the skin to break.
Mate.
God, only Desi people know about this.
No, can I tell you something? I bet you this has never been discussed on any podcast platform ever.
In the world.
And no one's taught you. No one said, by the way, but... When you have your mangoes, put your teeth a little bit. You just learn that over time. It tore. Okay.
And also, can I suggest
just
one thing?
Just like this?
Yeah. Just
choose life.
Choose life, yeah. It didn't choose me. It chose.
See, but that's the thing. Like now that I'm thinking about it, I was like, all right, fine. So, you know, mangoes, everything's.
Hold on. Before we move from mango, one thing to do as your good deed for the week.
Go on.
If you have got a box of mango, give one to one of your Gora friends. and just go, try this mango. And I'm telling you, you will change their
life. Mate, right. I'll sell it to them for fiver.
No. Well, I'll sell it. But honestly, it's so game-changing for Gore, because all they're used to is eating that hard mango from Tesco.
I'm not knocking it. Like, they are the African red and green one, right?
Yeah, that one. Dead.
Which is nice in a salad.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit more chunkier.
It's not proper, is it?
No.
It's not proper.
It ain't... It what the Alfonso style Indian Pakistani mango that one is special
and that's what I'm saying, just give it to one white friend you've got and give them a bit of joy, because they will never have tried it, they don't even know about it. And I remember last year Chris Evans got one from me and he was like, Kedge, what about
the mango?
Yeah, exactly. But that's why the Solero is so good, because the Solero's got that hit
of
and I reckon they should do Solero Alfonso.
That's the worst ice cream. I don't like Solero.
Solero's are great, mate.
No, wait. What are you on about, Sanj?
No, I don't like them.
Yeah.
Oh, my dad made... do you guys have Russ? Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
I don't think Punjabis have Russ, do they? It's the mango pulp. They kind of squashed, and then you're drinking it with your dinner. You have it.
Oh, no, never.
Mm. Oh. I think you'd like that.
My dad made that, and then he puts mango chunks in it.
Yeah. Oh. I've recently got into mango in salads, watermelon in salads. By the way, the watermelon in Thailand... was unbelievable. I had it every day.
What about the coconut water?
I had it out. I had a fresh one out of a coconut.
Good.
Nice, but I didn't want too much of it. A bit too funky. I don't know what it is.
See, I don't drink coconut water here, but when I was over there, I drank it every day. I loved it.
What's the other thing? Badam. P A D.
Kylie Minogue song.
Yeah. Badam. Badam. Yeah. It's like a water type of water as well. Badam.
Badam. Badam. Bad.
Yeah, but that was way too weird. I had it. The kids liked it. But I had to turn my face away.
Badam?
Yeah, I swear it's badam.
Badam water.
Yeah.
What, so it's from a fruit? Is it from a fruit?
What could it be? It's just like a flavoured water. I don't know.
I haven't come across any badam in Thailand, mate.
I don't know what he's on about.
Okay, I'll try and find out what it is. But
yeah, so that's what I mean. We could be it could happen in a few months where like, all right, now it's, at the moment, it's still... It could be mangoes, it could be coriander, it could be any of your other desi foods that are coming. Mm. So, I think you kind of need to prepare.
Okay, tariffs are coming.
Right, so tariffs are coming.
And as I said earlier, things are so expensive. I think it hit me the hardest this week when I went to just go and get some groceries like milk, bananas, a couple of other little bits and bobs, like a bag of crisp and popcorn or something. It's 30 quid for one bag.
For one bag of... just the one shopping bag.
Just the one shopping bag.
And can I just add to it slightly and say, as you know, I've said it on the podcast before, we're doing my house up, right?
Yeah.
My God. From doing my house up 10 years ago to doing my house up now.
Oh yeah, big difference.
Yeah, but Tommy, if you haven't got a fridge with a screen on it, then I'm not going to be coming to you.
Well, you might even have a fridge.
You're going to have a fridge.
Might have a screen.
If you haven't got the latest tech in your gaff,
you can't have this.
When we just started this house project, I looked at this amazing fridge, by the way, with a little screen. It was a 3.5 grand double American fridge.
Yeah, my mate's
tells you what's standard. In it. Yeah, all this
it's
right.
Got Spotify on it. Yeah, play it off all the of fridge that. Right. All of that.
Tommy, I'm expecting it.
I want the 8-ring hob burner because I'm a cook now.
To like the Sonos.
I want Sonos in every room so we can play the
Indesit,
podcast.
Indesit, brother, again. Indesit, hot point. That's it. Bus. That's it. Get on with it.
Honestly.
And what you realise, by the way, and I've realised this from Thailand, is you don't need much, man.
Here we go. He's now going to become a Buddhist monk.
But you don't need all that. And so coming up to your tariff thing as well, I think it's a good thing. Screw all that shit.
What do you mean?
Cut back on what you need. Because this is a good thing, actually.
Throw your phone in the bin.
Basically.
Get a Nokia.
I guarantee you, I can't wait to get rid of my phone. Give me about 3 or 4 or 5 years, I'm going Ed Sheeran. I'm going to do that. I'm going to be like, right, write me a letter, send me an email. Boss. And that's it.
No one's going to bother, mate.
No, exactly.
That's a good thing, then, isn't it?
Where's Tommy? He's around. He's going around the world, topping up his tan.
But he'll be walking around in the metaverse with all those funny goggles.
It's funny, you just reminded me of something there where you said I don't use my phone. Like, so when people come up to me and they're like, can you play this song? Obviously, I can't hear you because it's so loud. So I say to them, can you text it?
Yeah.
They just walk off because they can't be bothered to text it.
And so you give your number out?
No.
Write it on your phone.
Yeah, like text it and show me on your phone, innit? Like, I know you're trying to... And then, and this, they can't be bothered with that. And I'm just like, well, there you go. You didn't really want to hear it in the first place, did you?
It don't mean that much to you. Yeah, there exactly. you go.
All right. So, but you're talking about all of these tariffs and everything like that. The concerts have become very expensive now. So, like, you know, like these concerts that are all happening over the next few months. You know, you got Usher, you got Sean Paul's, and even Armand Malik.
Back a few years. I remember it's all of a sudden when I heard about, I think it was Beyonce's concert from last year, whenever it was the year before.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, the tickets are £250.
Yeah, oh, Taylor Swift.
300 in the ring. In a ring, Swifties are all paying. Like, I know someone who went 5 times and he paid at least on average £250 a pop. And I'm like, wow. I went to see Michael Jackson for £70.
Yeah.
And wow. and it's just like this is ridiculous.
To be fair, you just mentioned Usher. Like, do you know the bit in the middle where he's feeding everyone cherries?
Oh, my.
£500 for
that.
For if you want to be in that area,
if you want to be fed these cherries. £500.
Did that woman who... Have you seen that video?
So, okay. So, Usher is on tour. He's doing a tour.
He's in the UK. Yeah. Okay. Or he has been. And he's got 2 more dates coming up.
I saw a few months ago...
Right.
...him feeding someone cherries, yeah. right?
It's all and over everything.
Now it's become a thing. And you know what the first thing that comes to mind is they look like...
Fake cherries.
They look like fake cherries. They look very red, sugary...
The cake cherries.
Yeah. I'm like, they're not nice cherries.
No.
I'd go, have you got any of the darker red ones?
Yeah.
I thought I would say, for £500.
But I think he's onto something.
Go on.
Get your crusty cherries out.
Well, no, I think it's a moment. I think women are loving it because they're being fed by... Usher, it's not in a...
Bruv.
It's not...
Wait. Would you rather be fed by Usher cherries?
Wait, no.
Or a samosa?
Well,
okay, Joel.
Well, no, it's not that. It's become.
If he came and gave you a chicken shawarma, fed you that.
All I'm saying is, all I'm saying is, if you were going to watch Usher and you're a female and he's coming and he's feeding some cherries, I think that would make your night, your year. I think it's a good way. Usher's not really doing anything wrong. Yeah, he's not grabbing you or anything like that.
Oh, no. Come on. But you know what?
All I'm saying is, our boy.
Who's our boy?
Udit.
Yeah.
He needs to carry prunes with him or something.
Your boy?
I think he needs to carry prunes with him and feed the mussies, you know, some prunes.
Some dates.
Some jalebi. Get his dates out. Get his drugs out. You know, and just like, you know, just... And that way, he's not... that way, he's not kissing women. But he's just, you know... Because I think... what we've seen is women want to kiss him.
Yeah.
So this is like, you know, you get Udit's, I don't know, orange in your face.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Udit waxes.
Narayans. Your naranjas.
Yes.
The naranja. Spanish for orange.
Oh, yeah. Laranja.
Naranja.
Oh, is it in Portuguese? Laranja.
Okay,
I think naranjas is something. That sounds like Udit naranjas.
Yeah.
He could pull out his oranges.
Yeah.
So, a pair of them. Yeah. Squeeze them.
Udit pulls out. But I think women will go crazy for it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If he's singing, you know...
Maybe not him, because, I mean, he's under fire at the moment. Let's go with someone else.
Yeah. Well, no, but it might help him.
There's a bit of distance. Or how, like, all these concert people are performing in India at the moment, right? Ed Sheeran, Coldplay and all that.
Yeah.
When Usher goes to India, he better pull out some snacks. Like, these are my Doklas.
Yes.
You know, instead of confession. Or,
kachori.
Yeah, these are my kachoris.
Yeah. Or just golgappa. Just to pop
you remind me of a gappa. Da-da. Once new, yeah. I mean, like, it could just
didn't one of the ladies get into real trouble though?
Yeah, so the husband's filed for divorce.
Yeah,
because she ate cherries.
Yeah,
but you know, bruv, like, can I just say it? They're not just eating the cherries. They're not going,
no.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
well,
no,
you know,
that's what I mean. Yeah. Thank you very much for the bag of cherries.
I was hungry.
He's not handing out little free.
No, no, but he's talking.
This is,
and then he's pulling it away, so your tongue is like,
when he gets
in, you're licking it.
I'm sorry, but when you. He gets investigated like Diddy. Yeah. That's the picture they're going to show of him with his cherries.
No, that's not an investigating thing.
I'm telling you.
It's part of the act. So it's so weird.
That's what they all say. It's part of the act.
But hold on a minute. If the woman didn't want to get involved.
No, but they do.
She could have just said, thank you very much. I'll take these cherries.
I think there's consent when they open their mouth and they put it down. But it's all very sensuous and sexual with the way they eat the cherries.
Yeah. I think they're all teasing actors and actresses anyway, most of them.
Well, no, I think because he picks sort of prettier looking
people. But so a lot of them are
models.
But a lot of them
like
are planted as well. Come on.
Do you reckon
on.
They're planted?
Yeah, 100%.
They might be.
100% they are.
Yeah. Someone who wasn't planted, Sean Paul, and I'm bringing this up for balance. For balance, and we have to be fair if we are criticising our Indian artists. You went crazy, Saj, because Neha Kakkar was late for a concert.
Sorry, Kej Kakkar. Yeah. I mean, what's he defending
her for? I'm just bringing the balance here because, you know, ex-BBC and all that. Sean Paul was late for his concert.
Okay.
By how much?
An hour.
How much is Neil going to
make? Double it. Three. Yeah, but he only performed for 20 minutes after that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
so
bad.
His warm-up
act... Did he cry on stage? Did he go...
No, he didn't cry. He hasn't even put a statement out. His warm-up act, Ashanti, performed for an hour and 20.
Why do you say it like a freshie?
Ashanti. Well, because she's Ashanti.
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 I'm thinking of a presenter. But
Ashanti, no, say it properly.
Ashanti. No. But...
Ashanti.
Ashanti. But she performed for an hour and 10. People were like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. Sean Paul only performed for 20 minutes and it was an absolute... disaster. The show.
People were kicking off.
And Sean Paul, people were getting off, and Sean Paul hasn't even done a statement. He wasn't crying. He wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
So I just, in that respect, at least Neil Gucker came up with a statement, Satch.
Yeah. So. And maybe Sean Paul should have showed a bit more. You can imagine Sean Paul. And just going, Sean, you're an hour late. Me come.
Isn't it? Like, that's true.
Like, thing happened, innit?
Like, no one even knows why he was late or anything. But the other thing, which is more controversial about Sean Paul, which I was listening to on the radio on Kistry this week.
Oh, nice.
And it was Sean Paul's tune, Just Give Me the Light.
Yeah.
Just give me the light. Carry yeah, on. Yeah. Just give me the light and pass the draw.
Right.
Pass so, man.
Up until now, it's always been that.
Yeah.
Kistry have done an edit.
Okay. Just give it a line.
Something show. Line,
and start the show.
Start the show.
Oh,
yeah.
And start the show.
Well, I had to stop the car.
No, he said start the car.
I had to stop the car. And I thought, hold on, let me listen to this. Is this what this is?
This is such a but,
just that, give me the light and start the show.
No, but is that start are the they
show, innit?
What
they
show?
No, but are they using
the
it,
show?
Are they using it as an ident at the start of the show?
No, the whole song. I was like, no.
Well, you go,
did he say, have I been getting this wrong all these years?
You can't say what he said on national radio.
I don't think they were ever saying pass the draw.
Of course it is.
No, it is.
How is it? I just.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Okay, just give me a light. Yeah.
Yeah. Pass the draw. Yeah. Drugs. Of course it
drugs.
Was.
Drugs.
No. Yeah. But hold on a minute. In 2025, they realised that it's drugs. Like, I can't believe that the Kistry have gone to that. But they've done it in his voice. So he's obviously they've asked him for that version of it. No, have you ever heard that version?
That was made back then, though.
I've never heard. Have you ever heard that remix?
I have.
That version?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, loads of times.
I've never heard any radio station. We were playing Pass the Draw on Asian Network. We've always done it. I've never heard any radio station play that version.
I've got the word.
They're playing on Asian Network because they didn't understand what it meant.
Yeah, basically. So it is, just give me the light.
And pass the draw.
And pass the draw. Yeah. D-R-O, draw. It is definitely draw is in the...
I was shocked. I was like, I can't believe the era that we're living in now. Like, where you have to... What? Does that have to really be changed? Because in that case, everything that we were listening to in the 90s...
What do you want to do? You just want to go and put, I don't know, like Snoop Dogg and Dre and just let them play whatever on
swear words,
on radio.
I'm there with swear words. I get that. But like, if you listen to, like, okay, so there's this song that I'm listening to now. And it's this...
Is it a bhajan?
No. It's this new artist. It's this female singer. It's called, the song's called Messy, right? And she's talking about basically... she's talking to her boyfriend about how 1 minute you think I'm messy, and then you think I'm
Ronaldo.
So tidy. One minute you think I'm... That's good.
I'm Ronaldinho.
Yeah. One minute you think I'm clever, then you think I'm dumb, and she's just having to go like, can't I just be me kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, you're gaslighting me and all that. And I'm like, but is that suitable for a radio? Is that suitable for young people to listen to? And where are we going to draw this line?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. So.
No, you can't say line.
I was shocked that it's Sean Paul.
Drug related.
Just give me the light and start the show. It doesn't even make sense.
And start
give me the light, what? The light bulb?
Yeah, no, the light's on the
start
on the
stage.
Start
the show, isn't it?
Yeah. Just, it's a bit more camp, a bit more fabulous. Just give me the light and start the show. I'm ready to go. I'm so fabulous. You know, I think it's great. I think it opens up the song to a new audience.
I can't handle that we have to change to this level now.
Nah, you're right. Yeah. And actually...
Because kids are seeing things much younger age, more rude stuff, more explicit stuff on TikTok from the age of 12, 13 anyway.
Mm. Right.
And also, I reckon most people wouldn't even know what that meant, that line anyway.
Yeah. But there's a lot of songs like that. So when I think of all the Jay-Z songs, you know, all the...
Well,
kind
I Got
of,
Five on It and all of that. Kistry always play I Got Five on It.
Yeah, which is I Got $5 on a load of drugs.
Yeah.
And we're going to... That's my share of it. Yes. But I don't want to come with the negative times of our life. But when we got Let Go and the BBC were going, you know, but it's through association to this kind of language. It's what the language. And I went, well, I went, you play Jay-Z songs.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
refers to women as, you know, bees and hoes and all that kind of stuff, right? Yeah. So, and I said, and you play all this music. And he play, I said, what? Are you condoning that? They're like, and they're like, you know, they don't have nothing to say to that. I'm like, we're all guilty of something through association of something. Yeah, you know, like, oh, you've watched that. Have you watched a violent movie where someone got shot in the head? That means you want to shoot people in the head. no, I don't. Yeah, but did you enjoy the shot in the head? Yeah, I really enjoyed.
Of course,
it is. The sniper shot in the head. I enjoyed watching it explode like a pumpkin. Brilliant.
Can't say that.
Brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't do that. It's all I'll tell you the song I was thinking, because I was listening on holiday to two songs, actually. Because my playlist was just whatevering, you know, all day. Yeah. And one of them was, have you remembered that song? Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Because actually what came up on my feed was, can I kick it?
Yes, you can. Do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah. And that sample is from this other guy, the original, take a walk on the wild side.
Yeah.
The lyrics are all about different girls.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, this girl, she was she didn't lose her head even when she was giving head in the backstreet. Yeah.
No, you can't say that.
Right. And he said, and the colored girls go do 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 do. And I'm like, you can't say that.
Can't say that.
Right? So then there was that song. And then the other one was, because I thought, oh, we're on the beach. Let's play some like old school Aswad reggae.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Sunny.
Shine.
And I went, I've been watching you.
Oh, yeah.
Now listen to those lyrics.
I know.
I've been watching you for a long time. For a very long time. So that's creepy, right? Yeah, yep.
Push it.
And girl, when you cry out, I'm going to push it some more.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why the new Snow White, have you seen all that? Everyone's calling it Snow Woke. Because
it didn't do well in the cinema.
No, of course it's not going to do well. Because
I didn't even know there was a Snow White film out.
There's a new Snow White film out. And the actress who plays the Snow White girl, it goes, oh, well, you know, we've obviously put our own take on it because it's a bit creepy, isn't it? A guy just being there waiting for a girl to wake up.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, but it's not because it's a Prince Charming. And I was going to say,
if you woke up and there was a brother standing there staring at you.
Yeah, and he goes, brother, I just kissed you awake.
Do you know what I mean?
Now you're mine. You were like, oh, all right then, but at least
that is creepy.
Yeah, or I'd be like, but I was sleeping,
that,
you know.
That cancels all of Indian cinema. Because it's always the man saving the woman, doesn't it?
Oh, man.
So I think that all of that needs to be looked at as well.
And not only that, 55-year-old, 60-year-old actor men with 22-year-old girls.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That still happened. I saw the other day. Yeah. Salman Khan or someone like that. Like,
that film's got cast out,
he got cast as well.
I was just like, what
has anyone been watching? I'm going to go first because there is so much great telly at the moment. So White Lotus finished.
Yeah.
And then straight away, HBO gives you The Last of Us Season 2 that just started. It is obviously based on the game. It's about the post-apocalyptic world where everyone is everyone either you're trying to stay alive or you're trying to run away from these humans who have been infected by mushrooms, and they're like zombies chasing you and they want to bite you, and then if they bite you, you get infected and then you die. And it's such a brilliant
humans
show.
That have been infected by mushrooms.
Yeah, so basically in China, it starts in China.
Of course it does.
They start eating mushrooms. Can't do that anymore. The mushrooms start taking over the human nervous system, and then they start making you want to bite more humans because they want to spread the network of the fungi.
This is bad PR for mushrooms, you know.
Yeah.
It is bad PR, but it's a great show.
Indians don't like mushrooms.
I love mushrooms. Like normal mushrooms.
I love mushrooms.
But why do normal Indians don't like mushrooms?
That is a very good point.
That is a thing. Yeah, is,
what,
oh, yeah.
India, they don't like mushrooms.
Yeah, no.
When
our relis from India used to come over, we were not allowed to eat mushrooms.
Yeah, and they look at you for eating mushrooms. Like, what the
and,
are you
and
doing?
One, I remember one why auntie described it as...
Maybe they've seen Last of Us.
One auntie described it, I'm trying to think of the words in Gujarati. Mm. She described it as bilari no top.
What does that mean?
Like they grow from the wee of the cat. Like mushrooms.
So bilari is a cat.
Yeah, bilari no top, which I don't know the exact translation of that.
Top is something you wear.
No. Bilari no top is if you're on top of the cat. Ma bilari no bottom if you want to go below the cat.
Right.
It's a position.
Right.
Your auntie was sexy. Yeah. I'm sorry to tell you, she was flirting with you.
Right. Okay, so that's what that was. But Satch is right. Asian people.
Do you
want to
go bilari no top or do you want to go bilari no bottom? You know your uncle, he likes it both ways. Sorry. I don't know how you relate to this lady.
It's fine.
I see Madonna, Bill under the car.
Banger.
That was a great
banger. But it is funny, like, Asians from India are quite averse to mushrooms. Yeah, I don't know why that is.
I just find it strange.
Yeah, I think that might be a Gujarati thing.
I think it's a Gujarati thing.
Really?
Because you guys
it's like they're scared of them.
Yeah. Because you would eat, am I right in saying you would eat mushroom curry?
Yeah, I would absolutely.
Oh, all day.
I love it. But yeah. What I'm saying is, with other bits, would your mum and parents, would they have made it or not?
You know what? They don't make it, yeah. But my dad eats mushrooms every day.
Oh, okay.
With the breakfast.
They're very good for you. Yeah. Very good for you.
He'll have them on the side. Like, actually, you know what? In fairness to my dad, I thought about this. He has his badam.
Yeah.
He'll snack on fruit.
Yeah.
Friend, and he'll tell me, he goes, I'm going to have a bit of the, like that mango.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a little bit of it and I'll have a little bit later on. So, ooh. You know, like, but his diet's quite, and he'll have fish, like I know you're going to do, but mackerel.
Yeah.
Things that I don't even like. Yeah. Oily bit. Like, so he's good like that with his diet, but mushrooms are a big part of it. But I love in pies with my chicken or mushroom with pie, anything, yeah. Any meat you want to put in a pie.
Yeah.
You put mushroom, and I'm heavy on it. Plus now when can I quickly just share this with, because my mum and dad actually love it when I make it.
Mm.
And it's so simple. In a pan, I chop the mushrooms into half because when the barney comes out, they shrink down.
Yeah.
So it's not that big. So you need quite a big pan.
Yeah.
You literally put the mushrooms in cold.
Yeah.
Salt, pepper, crushed garlic, fresh garlic, whatever, and a nice dollop of butter.
Oh,
lovely.
Right?
Garlic mushroom.
And then as the butter's melting,
the mushrooms are slightly garlicky,
but it's got to be fresh black pepper as well.
Lovely.
And it's just delicious. Banging. I love
so
it.
So anyway, that's the mushroom.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah. Well, we'll have some food in a bit. But that was the Mushroom Show. Lovely. Black Mirror, new season. That started. Incredible. Yeah. Get onto it. Oh, you've got to watch it. It's so good.
I have. So that's one of the things I was going to say I've watched.
Oh, yeah.
So I've watched episode one. Let me just quickly go to my Netflix because it will remind me.
Common People, I think it was called. Common People? About the couple?
It was a couple.
Yeah.
Her memory.
Yeah, so she has an accident.
So do you know about the Black Mirror concept? No. I knew you wouldn't. I could tell by the way Satch started looking at the cricket that you've left on the screen behind us, Kedge.
Yeah.
And I was like, we've lost him. You know, like when people do that technique in sales, where you put your hand on their shoulder to bring them back.
Yeah.
I'm doing that. Satch,
come back with me,
right? So the first one was this one. Yeah, Common People. You're right, Kedge.
Common People.
And basically she loses. No, she's in an accident. She's damaged part of her brain. It's now got a tumour in it.
Yes, tumour.
And they can take that tumour out. But then they can replace it with a digital version of her memory.
They upload the brain to their server.
The cloud.
But they take the tumor out. So then whatever's in there, so she's now connected to the cloud. And so that part of her memory is in the cloud.
Because this don't sound stupid, does
no,
it?
No, no. It's all like trippy concepts. But basically, it's based on a bit of reality and all that.
No, this can happen, Satch.
And you know what? It was...
But for it to work, she has to be around these towers, the servers.
Yeah.
The servers are in and around her.
Was she a mobile phone?
In a way.
Wow.
And then it's a bit like a tariff, which I know you love so much.
A tariff.
Yeah.
Well, let's not ruin it. Let's not say that. But you've got to watch.
I'm telling you now, bro. I'm not watching that shit.
I tell you why I'm going to try and sell Black Mirror to people on two reasons.
My dad's on it. He loves it.
Yeah. You can watch any series, any episode.
It's not a continuous story.
They're not gonna, they sometimes use the same actors.
My brother was telling me about it.
You can dip in and out of it. It's a good dip in and out of. And if you're like me and you can't commit to a series, I'm terrible like that.
1 hour.
You can do it and go, that was a bit of an... And it's a bit of a head
but this,
mess.
This season, apparently, every single episode is mega. And also, what I learned today was that people are seeing different versions of the second episode, which is another little... mind sort of bending
thing.
So the
one that you see, he might not see.
Yeah, so people are saying that, because they're going up to me going, oh, did you watch episode 2 where this happened? And they were like, what? No, that didn't happen. So watch out for that. Let's compare notes next week, because apparently that is happening. So
done. And who's the writer of it?
They have loads of different people.
No, but who's the creator of Black Mirror?
Oh, I don't know. Because
I tell you who I think it is, which is going to, I'm going to make a little Desi connection here.
Karan Johar.
No, please not.
I'll be singing it.
I want to say his name's Charlie something or another.
Yeah, Patel.
No, well, but he, I think it's Connie Huck's husband. Remember Connie Huck from
Connie
Blue
Huck's
Peter?
Husband.
We spoke
is...
about her like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, we did.
Remember Blue Peter?
Oh, Blue Peter. Connie Huck's husband is a very famous director. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not Asian. He's not,
but I'm saying the connection is Charlie Brooker.
Charlie Brooker.
Yeah, that's it. Charlie.
I didn't realize he created it.
Yeah, he's the main man.
Loaded.
Bruv, he'd be minty.
Loaded.
So that's just
from selling all those Blue Peter badges.
Yeah, well, Connie must have the stash.
Yeah.
Charlie Brooker.
She's got a gold one and everything.
I'm pretty sure it is Connie Huck. I'm going to quit there. Yep, Connie Huck is Charlie Brooker's wife. So Connie is rolling in it too. Sada Huck Eterak.
Can I also say, I know you started, you said you tried, but Severance, mate, it's the best show.
No, yeah, I do. I want to.
It's the best show on telly. It really is incredible. Satch, you're going to love it.
I'm watching it.
You will love it. But
anyway, what's it about?
It's about how people and the outside world. So normally you have your day life where you're outside of work. Then when you go into work, there's a lift. When you go to that lift, that's where your brain gets severed. So
you lost me. You lost me. Stop there.
So you become...
No, I don't want to know anymore.
You're still Satch, no, but you're work Satch.
Mm. When
so you have your work friends, and then when you come out again, you're outside Satch.
Yeah.
So you got an outie Satch and an innie Satch. Yeah. But you don't know what outie Satch, the innie Satch and the outie Satch don't have communication. So the outie Satch could be married with 5 kids. The innie Satch might have a little fling inside there or something like that. Hello? He could be gay. He could be whatever. But
he could be like in the below the top or below in the bottom.
He's just a different Satch. So therefore, you've got a great work-life balance.
I'm not going to watch that.
It's incredible. Okay. It's incredible.
What have you watched?
Well, so, you know, I think last week I said it and I actually had people reach out to me saying, oh, I've done jury service or I'm gutted that I've not been called yet. So big up
everyone.
People
are gutted. They've not been called.
Yeah, a lot of people messaging me saying, I really want to do it. I'm like, well, it's just a bit of a lucky dip, isn't it? You either get called or you don't.
Can I just, because you know how my mind, I've got a problem.
So I know you've got a problem.
You say something. Jury service.
Jury service.
Should be a thing.
We've done it.
I beg your pardon. Well, I was going to say that her husband's probably done it.
Well, no, we did Jewy service. No,
I don't think you
we
did
had
it.
Jewy. We had Jewy Jowler on the podcast.
Yes,
you serviced in Jewy.
No, we didn't serve them. No.
We serviced.
So I just think there should be if there was a show called Jewy Service.
Yeah,
because she's into doing good around the world.
And I'm sure she is
that, planting trees.
Jewy Service is that show where they just have a judge and then she has to do like
Judge Jewy.
Judge Jewy, yeah. Oh my.
So anyway,
that's incredible.
Jewy Service could be a thing. Could be a show.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing. You mentioned Jewy Jowler because I thought the first podcast Jewy Jowler ever was on was the Brownload.
Yeah. Brilliant. Oh, she'd never done it. She didn't even know what a podcast was.
She didn't even know what it was.
There you go.
That's how close.
So anyway, back to me doing jury service. I thought that's it. I need to get into that mode because it's coming up in coming up in June. So I was like, I'm gonna start watching crime shit like that. That you know, Netflix
you
put it on crime stuff. What did I watch? The first thing about
he's theming his TV around
his life. He's doing homework. He's doing homework.
Getting ready for it now.
Yeah.
America's Manhunt, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah,
first thing I watched. It's brilliant.
It is brilliant.
It is brilliant.
Yeah. Is that new? It's
three,
a new one.
Yeah, I've watched 3 episodes, so one more left.
This is like with the real people in it.
Honestly, within the first 10 minutes, I made my mind up. But I'm not going to say what it was.
No, because you're good. You're good for jury.
It's a great watch.
Besides, you can't make your mind up after 10 minutes. That's just ridiculous.
No, but I'm still watching the whole thing.
Yeah, but don't make your mind up when you're doing the real thing in 10 minutes.
No, I know. But I think sometimes when you're presented evidence, you're just like...
No. Satch, but these prosecutors can present anything to you in a way that they...
Yeah, but you don't know what you don't know what it could be, whether it's for him or against him, you know.
Yeah, but Satch, don't be rushed. Don't rush, dude. Don't be in a rush.
Looking at all the evidence, so we'll see.
Okay. Right. Yeah, well done.
Like he's doing homework.
Like a gym member. Okay.
Do you know what? I need to prepare for it because, you know, might be serious stuff.
Well, it might be.
It will be serious stuff. I mean, you know, it ain't going to be nothing.
Exactly. It's not a joke.
It's not a joke for sure. But I thought I'll get into the mind frame of that. And just even when you watch it, you're just like, oh, that's what a courtroom. Do you know, like you don't really see stuff like that. And it's weird how all of that was on TV, which is strange.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, you guys probably remember watching
it. But we didn't really know who he was because American football was quite young. But you're right, you knew the name, and it was all around you all the time. You're right.
Man.
So it's good. No, it's a good one to watch.
It's a good one to watch. Yeah.
Things we have learned. I'm going to go first because mine is quite personal. Like a little thing I learned along my little journey. As you know, I do many things. I'm relaunching Chutneys, by the way, soon as well. That's
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. So Chutneys is going to be, I've just got the new pot about 2 weeks ago.
Right.
When it came just before I left for Thailand, so I couldn't do anything. But now I'm going to
pots meaning what? The shape?
Oh, because
the
pots were breaking in the post. Right? Well, they went, the poly on it wasn't thick enough. So we've gone with a thicker poly. Now I'm also using a new fulfillment center that's going to distribute it quicker because it wasn't getting out to people. Blah, 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 blah. So I'm doing that. I'm doing my stand up. We're doing voiceovers. We're doing this podcast. Yeah. We're doing, you know, whatever. And I'm doing planning commission, right? For this site that I'm trying to work on. Try and get these flats away and all that. And one of the things they're talking about is you might need a toucan crossing outside.
Oh, yeah. Toucan. Right. As opposed to a pelican.
And I was like,
zebra.
Or a puffin.
A puffin, yeah.
And that's why I went, why is it all birds?
Yeah.
Oh. A toucan crossing is the one that they're proposing,
pelican,
right? Pelican, puffin.
Yeah.
I thought, well, where
did that come from?
This is going to be my thing I learned.
This is the Google.
UK pedestrian crossings are named after birds to help differentiate. And there are many types, like I just said. Pelican, toucan, puffin,
But the reason why is they started off with one bird name, then they just carried on naming after birds.
Okay.
Right? But so the original traffic light controlled crossing, the Pelican Crossing as we know it, was named after pedestrian light controlled. Pedlicon. Pedlicon became Pelican.
And it's not that exciting.
So subsequent, like Puffin and Toucan, were named after similar sounding names to the original. So pedestrian light crossing is where Pelican comes from.
Okay.
And then
they just carry on with the birds.
Yeah. I just thought, look, that's a good thing I learned, man.
That's a good one.
Because you'll say, oh, Pelican Crossing all the time. And
maybe you're doing a theory test.
I had to also Google, because they said, oh, we might recommend a Toucan Crossing outside this build. And I'm like, does that mean Toucan Cross?
Yeah, Toucan Cross.
Toucan. But it is kind of, because it's people and bikes. That is a special lane for bikes to cross. That's what a toucan is as well. So I learned that as well. Don't ask me what a puffin one is. I don't know.
Okay.
Shall I go next?
Go on.
The thing I learned is there's only one country in the world whose flag doesn't have red, blue or white.
Oh, I don't know this.
Is it something like Mozambique?
No.
It's in Africa,
I think there's only one country that's got purple or
something
like that.
No.
Is it like Madagascar?
Nope.
That doesn't have
Myanmar.
Doesn't have red, doesn't have blue, doesn't have white.
Red, blue, or white. So all the colours in the British flag.
Red, white, blue. The girls love
only
you.
One country.
Major
country.
So green. No, Pakistan's got green and white.
Yeah.
So what is this going to be green? Is it got green in
Sri Lanka?
Nope.
So it's going to be green.
Like, it's got blue in it. But even when it's like a shade of red, it's got none of, like, it's no shades. Like no shades of that colour either.
No, I don't know. What is it?
Jamaica.
Black, yellow, green. It's a distinct flag as well.
Yeah.
Really, that's the only one.
It's the only one.
Without red, white, blue.
That's a good bit of pub quiz.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Might throw it to next quiz night.
My one is about Maharaja Bhupinder Singh.
Yeah.
Do we know him? Do we know about Mr. Bhup Singh? Well, I'll tell you about it. Because this guy was quite the king. He had 10 wives.
Oh.
He had 350 mistresses. He had 88 kids.
Ross.
He built the Chell Cricket Ground in Himachal Pradesh. But he was the man who invented the Patiala Peg.
Oh, did he?
He was the man.
You hear about the story.
He was the man.
You hear about the story about where that came from.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it went Dilji.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Dilji, I'm afraid. Yeah, this guy had...
What's the story? Because there's a story about
it. Well, I haven't got the story, but apparently this is why he is so famous. This guy was an absolutely entrepreneur. He built the cricket ground and he had a team of professionals, including plastic surgeons, to alter his appearances. This guy was such an important man in India's history, and yet no one knows him. Maharaja Bhupinder Singh.
See...
I don't know.
Well, there we go.
Back then, you can imagine, there was they would have had free reign to do anything. If you got 350 mistresses, that's 350 side pieces.
Yeah.
And then how many main?
He had 88 wives or something.
How, bruv? How? The wives.
No, sorry, 88 children.
88 children.
Only 10 wives. Only 10 wives. What a legend.
Right. Okay. Here we go. I got it. Right. Four fingers. Yeah. It's rough. It's a 120 mil shot, roughly, is what a Patiala Peg is. That's four finger measure.
Yeah.
Not where you can put the four fingers. No, on the side of the glass.
He probably didn't have any left.
Maharaja Bhupinder was a big boy. Yeah. Big hands as well.
But someone should make a film about him. I think this is the kind of film I want to watch.
Yeah,
why?
It says the Maharaja's extravagant lifestyle and the association of the measure with his reign led to the term becoming a widely used expression. Blah, blah, blah. It says where am I? So basically,
what was it?
He just wanted it large.
Four finger measure.
No, yeah. Like, so what was the mil again? How many mil?
120 mil.
Oh.
A normal shot is 25 mil.
I was going to say, a double
is 50.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a quadruple.
That is a big peg.
Yeah.
There we go. Bhupinder Singh. There you go. Thank you. Well done. You've got a lot of this. He's absolutely smashed off their nut. that's all on you, mate. Okay, lovely. Great podcast. Are we chilling out in the pad now?
Yeah, why not? What else have you got to do?
Mate, we are chilling. Okay, let's have some more spicy crisps.
I might go home.
No, you're not going home. No, he's not. Let's order takeaway. Let's make lots of noise. Let's disrupt his neighbours. Nice one, boys. Until next week. Laters.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy.
Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.